People's Tribune Radio is on the air. I'm your host, Mike Thornton. On this edition of PTR, our very, very special guest is writer, performance artist, and Mexterminator, Guillermo Gomez Peña.
Criminal Identity Profile. Complete name, Guillermo Lino Gomez Peña. English translation, Guermo, Chiwermo, Williermo, Gomez Pines, or Piña. Nationality, since 1999, dual, Mexican and USian. Self-identity, transgenic Mexican in process of Chicanoization. Race, genetically engineered mestizo. Languages spoken fluently, Spanish, English, Spanglish, Gringoñol, Franglais, Robo, Esperanto, and fake Nahuatl. Distinguishing features, performance scars on both arms, stomach, and right knee, pinto tattoos on chest, right arm, and left shoulder, Chicano astigmatas on my back, hyper-Mexican mustache, loungy sideburns, melancholic gaze. Occupations, performance artist, writer, videoasta, journalist, activist, borderologo, reversed anthropologist, experimental linguist, media pirate, bad actor, Latino consumer service representative of the U.S. art world, and understudy for Mr. Antonio Banderas.
People's Tribune Radio is produced by the League of Revolutionaries for a New America, who also published the newspaper People's Tribune, Tribuno del Pueblo. Stay tuned for contact and ordering information at the end of the program. Guillermo Gomez Peña is a writer, activist, and performance artist. He joins us from San Francisco, California.
I'm an interdisciplinary artist. I've written 5 books. The latest one is called Dangerous Border Crossers, and it was published by Routledge Press last year. I also do solo performance pieces and large-scale performance pieces with my troupe. I have a troupe of kind of like rebel artists from different racial communities, you know, ethnic backgrounds, and, you know, professional métiers. I write for newspapers in Mexico, and I also do what I term, you know, conceptual radio or radical radio as much as I can. And basically, I am part of the larger Chicano community. I am currently living in San Francisco with my beloved wife, Colombian arts organizer and writer, Carolina Ponce de León, who directs the Galería de la Raza. And we can be contacted through Pocha Nostra, which is our small but extremely active organization here in the Mission. And the telephone number is 415-701-7385.
Among your numerous talents and endeavors, one of them that we haven't talked about is your role as a commentator on National Public Radio. We're moving into a new millennium. I was wondering what your thoughts might be on looking forward to where we might be going.
Well, I think that there is a lot of causes for worry. I am extremely worried about the much touted global project, which is not that global. In fact, it is a project invented by a handful of wealthy northern and western countries. And in this project, the roles assigned for the southern hemisphere are reduced to those of passive consumers, raw matter, or criminal economies. I am extremely worried about the utopian rhetoric of free trade, the rhetoric of NAFTA, and the upcoming FTAA, which essentially wants open borders from north to south and closed borders from south to north. And it essentially wants the free exchange of consumer goods, capital, and hallowed dreams, and certainly not of human beings and ideas. I think that these are the great subject matters of our times, and as an artist, I'm totally devoted to explore them, to analyze them, to articulate them, and to present hopefully more enlightened models of relationship between North and South.
I'm curious what your thoughts are about rappers and the hip-hop culture as a vehicle for exploring the types of issues that you just said were so important.
We regularly work with rappers. I'm just about to print a CD with a Mexican musician, Guillermo Galindo, and we utilize rappers as well as opera singers, rockers, and mariachis, ¿verdad? But we are totally committed to figuring out ways to reconnect with the younger generations. You know, I feel that we have abandoned them, and it is our responsibility to reconnect with them.
It seems that no matter what issue one's talking about, if one really wants to get that issue across somehow, it comes down to organizing and having a message that resonates with people and a clear message. I don't know that I can think of any group in the latter half of the last century, certainly in the last decade, that has been more successful with that than the Zapatistas. I was wondering about your thoughts on that.
I think that the great lesson of the Zapatistas was a very pertinent definition of democracy. Democracy in Mexico, as in any other society, can only exist if we first acknowledge and then incorporate its forbidden diversity, which in the words of Subcomandante Marcos includes not just the indigenous peoples, but also women, gays, and even those on the other side of the mirror, the Chicanos and the undocumented Mexicans. All countries can learn from Zapatismo. You know. In the year 2001, monolithic visions of nation are being confronted by one of multiplicity, hybridity, tolerance, and these visions are emanating directly from the border wound. I think that if we don't get hip to the idea of including the other in the negotiating table, and by the way, the other is no longer as other as we think it is, if we don't engage in a conversation with our upside-down reflection in the mirror, with our evil twin, we're going to be in deep shit.
Writer, commentator, performance artist, and activist, Guillermo Gomez Pena. My name is Mike Thornton, your host for People's Tribune Radio. We invite you to stay tuned now for the performance art of Guillermo Gomez Pena.
Criminal identity profile. Complete name, Guillermo Lino Gomez Peña, English translation, Guermo, Guillermo, Williermo, Gomez Pines, or Piña. Nationality, since 1999, dual, Mexican and USian. Self-identity, transgenic Mexican in process of Chicanoization. Race, genetically engineered mestizo. Languages spoken fluently, Spanish, English, Spanglish, Gringoñol, Franglais, Robo Esperanto, and Fake Nahuatl. Distinguishing features, performance scars on both arms, stomach, and right knee, pinto tattoos on chest, right arm, and left shoulder, Chicano astigmatas on my back, hyper-Mexican mustache, loungy sideburns, melancholic gaze. Occupations, performance artist, writer, videoasta, journalist, activist, borderologo, reversed anthropologist, experimental linguist, media pirate, bad actor, Latino consumer service representative of the U.S. art world, and understudy for Mr. Antonio Banderas. Main performance aliases, in chronological order, Mr. Misterio, El Existentialist Mojado, Border Brujo, El Warrior for Gringos Troika, El Untranslatable Vato, El Mariachi Liberachi, El Aztec High-Tech, El Nafta Azteca, El Mad Mex, El Mexterminator, Information Superhighway Bandito, and El Web Back. Weapons used to fight back. Language, spoken and written, live performance, radio, the internet, theatricalized madness, humor, strategic silence, and the Mexican survival kit. Contents, fake press cards, assorted chiles, hangover relief medicine, makeup, shamanic artifacts of sorts, and a mariachi hat to look friendly. favorite places where I have performed, correctional facilities, museums of natural history, a karaoke bar in Helsinki, a 17th century convent in Mexico City, a town hall in New England, the Royal British Theatre, and a cyber trade convention in Los Angeles. I fly back to the US a few days after Black Tuesday, the sad April 1st of 96 when the new anti-immigration legislation came into effect. Remember? It's Thursday night at a hectic Los Angeles airport. As I wait for my luggage, I am sniffed by two humongous police dogs. A border guard approaches me. No big deal. I always get stopped because I've been told I just have this archetypal suspicious look, a cross between a border dandy and a generic Latino outlaw. "Excuse me, sir, where are you coming from?" "Mexico City," I reply. "Why?" he asks. "What do you mean? Why Mexico City as opposed to Hong Kong? Or why am I coming back? Because since I live here in California, I am condemned to always come back." He finds no humor in my logic and no logic in my humor. "What do you do?" he asks. "I'm a performance artist." "What the hell is that?" I begin to imagine the possible answers. "You know, officer, in the early 90s, during the Counter Colombo celebrations, I did this project with a colleague, an experimental ethnographic project. We exhibited ourselves in natural history museums for three-day periods inside a gilded cage, as undiscovered Amerindians from the fictional island of Watinawi." "So, what do you do?" he asks. "You mean you want me to describe my aesthetics and cosmology? Or are you simply implying I am lying to you?" He is now visibly upset and demands to see an ID. I show him an art press card. So, what do you write about? "Crossing borders, US-Mexico relations, immigration, situations like this one." He pauses and then continues more aggressively. "So what do you think about your country's government being so involved with those big-time drug dealers from Juarez?" "It's bad," I say. "But what about the fact that there is evidence to suspect that the drugs coming from the Contras a decade ago were introduced to communities of color via the Los Angeles Police Department?" He takes a step back. "Where did you get that crap?" "It was international news last year," I reply. "But nowadays, drugs are mainly coming from Mexico." His insistence in demonizing Mexico really sets me off. "Sure," I answer, "precisely because there is a market here in America. Or are you so naive as to think that the production of drugs creates the market?" He doesn't get my point, neither do I. Instead, he writes a mysterious note and sends me to secondary inspection, where I spend the next 2 hours watching a bored customs agent inspecting every inch of my suitcases, including toiletries, props, costumes, performance scripts, my phone agenda, and all because of my big mouth and my thick mustache. Since he didn't find the confirmation of his fears, he took my green card away, so I decided to apply for the gold one. So as a performance artist, what do I do with incidents like this one? I turn the epistemological table 180 degrees and become a border patrolman. So, dear radio listener, I would like to ask you some basic questions which are at the core of American identity. How many of you out there in radio land consider yourselves pure-blooded whites? What about people of color? Any Native Americans? Chicanos? African Americans? Are there any quote-unquote illegal immigrants in radio land right now? People who once were illegal, perhaps? What about people who married an illegal alien to help them get their green card? Hey, that's transnational solidarity. Any people who have hired undocumented migrants for domestic or artistic purposes? Oh yeah? To do what exactly? How much did you pay them? Thanks for your sincerity. Now, let's get a bit more personal. People who have had sex with an illegal alien. See? That's political. What about sex with an alien? I mean, abduction. Can you please describe their genitalia in detail? Now, on a different subject matter, intercultural fetishes. Have any of you ever fantasized about being from another race or culture? Which one? Black? Indian? Mexican? Thanks for your candor and sincerity, dear listener. Now, let's reverse the gaze. Would anyone like to ask me a question? Any question, as irreverent or indiscreet as it may be, please call the phone number of People's Tribune Radio right now.
This is People's Tribune Radio, and our guest is writer and performance artist Guillermo Gomez Peña.
Fear. You know, America is the land of irrational fear. We're all suffused in a culture of fear. Fear of difference, and yet we love it. This is perhaps what separates us from the rest of the world. But then, to bridge this gap, we import cultural fear to the rest of the world. Nowadays, even Russians are afraid of Mexicans because we look like gypsies or Mongolians. It's sweet. Wait, do you hear the police sirens? Beautiful, que no? America, what a beautifully scary place to be. But then living in fear is normal for us. We're all scared shitless of the immediate future. The 21st century, que trip, que chorizo. By the way, are you scared of me? Of my accent, my strange intelligence, my obnoxious capability to articulate your fears? An articulate Mexican can be scarier than a gang member, que no? So after the show, my colleagues and I get pulled over by the cops because we are still wearing our Mexterminator regalia and makeup. Tell me, officer, le digo al chota, what exactly are you scared of? My unpredictable behavior, my poetic tarantula, my acid politics, my criminal tendencies, my tropical diseases, my alleged ancient wisdom. My shamanic ability to exorcise the evil out of white people. Yes or no? Que sí, que no. Que tú, que yo. Because I am scared of you. Of your silence, pinche mustio. Your silence makes you really scary. And the distance between you and I, the distance makes it even worse. We spend the night in jail. Brownout.
This is People's Tribune Radio.
The third party Chicano candidate addresses the Brown House. Dear Chicanos and honorary Chicanos y todos los demás, the historical mission of the U.S. is to put the world at risk and then to save it from the very risks they created. For example, to arm other countries and then to attack them for being armed. To provide weapons and drugs to the youth of color and then to imprison them for using them. To endanger species and then to raise consciousness and create programs to save them. To evict the poor and then punish them from living on the streets. To turn women and people of color into freaks and then laugh at us for acting out like freaks. The historical mission of the U.S. is very, very peculiar. Republicans see it as a divine mission, a historical mandate. Democrats call it the most perfect democracy on earth. Dear audience, if I were a politician, would you vote for me? Despite my outlaw looks, my obvious biases, despite my lack of theatrical training, if this was, say, a presidential campaign, and not a performance art piece. What would I say? What should I say? Imaginary political speech number 5. Dear citizens of the Millennial Barrio, we are now faced with a very serious dilemma. We have entered the post-democratic phase of advanced capitalism, and there is simply no return. In this era of savage globalization, we politicians have total disregard for human pain. For the homeless, the newly arrived immigrants, our elders, our children and teens, the artists, the infirmed, the crazy ones like you. We have gotten used to living without seeing, without sharing. For the moment, all we share is the moment. No, that's a bad phrase. For the moment, the only thing we share is time. No, there is no way out of this sentence. I'm going to try imaginary political speech number 7. Dear orphans of the nation state, we now live in a fully borderized and fragmented world composed of virtual nations, transnational pop cultures, and hybrid races. Hey, that's a great line. And all we share is fear and vertigo, fear of the future, of love, of disease, of loneliness, of total disenfranchisement, and vertigo, the feeling of standing on the edge of a new millennium, yes, pure horror, vacui, Y2K, Ike, Apocalypse Mañana! Apocalypse Mañana, hey, that's a poem on itself. We feel it in our crotch. It goes up our spine and into our throat and out of our nostrils and eyes. And it's fucking unbearable. No, sorry, I'm overdoing it, I know. But I just don't see any other way to make my point. Wait, there might be another way. A joint. Imaginary political speech number 12. Dear American citizen, if you vote for me, I can assure you that as the first Mexican president of the U.S., I will fulfill your fears and desires like no other politician ever did. And all your stereotypes will come true, carnal. I will open all borders, legalize drugs, make daily sex mandatory, make Spanglish the official language, expropriate TV stations and hand them over to performance artists, create new university campuses, abolish altogether the police force, ban all weapons from handguns to missiles, deport Bush back to Texas and Gore back to Epcot, Florida. Feels great to imagine, Keno. So, I am addressing the Brown House. Chido. I'm exercising my political imagination. Chidissimo. One objective of performance art is to exercise the freedoms and imagination which have been denied to us by the government. But then there is reality. Just as politicians are bad performance artists, artists make lousy politicians. And you know why? Because we're lousy liars. And when we lie, we overdo it just to make a point.
This is People's Tribune Radio. Our very special guest is Guillermo Gomez Peña.
I politely ask the listener to close your eyes and imagine a faraway country controlled by far-right politicians in their 60s and 70s. They ignore that the Cold War is over. They are supported by religious fundamentalists and gun manufacturers. just imagine. Among other dated ideas, these guys believe, or rather pretend to believe, that the liberal media and the experimental art have thoroughly destroyed our social fabric, our moral and family values, and they are determined to restore them at any cost. As part of their great project of moral restoration, they have decided to carefully scrutinize everything that goes on radio, TV, and printed journalism, including these very so from to sitcoms, and from news to programming, they have digital sensors which can detect keywords that trigger ideological or cultural difference. Since it is practically impossible to monitor everything, they have devised a mechanism by which the syntactic and conceptual coherence of a thought is, especially when dealing with conflicting opinions. So when it comes to, say, sexuality, most explicit words have been, and I mean just words such as or. In politics, things are not that different. In order to ensure that tende information does not pollute the minds of true American patriots like you, they have forbidding the use of terminology like or, cop, or even an innocent term like. In a world such as this, content would be restricted to, and the possibility to make intelligent civic choices would be affecting our funda to. Imagine what kind of a world this would be. For the moment, all we have left is our imagination.
Writer, performance artist, and mix terminator, Guillermo Gomez Pena. This is People's Tribune Radio. That's it for this edition of People's Tribune Radio. Thanks to the overwhelming response to PTR in our first year, the program is now available twice monthly and on the internet at www.ptradio.org. People's Tribune Radio is produced by the League of Revolutionaries for a New America. The League advocates for a cooperative society where the same technologies of robotics and computerization that are being used to displace millions of workers worldwide is used for the benefit of the planet as a whole. If you'd like more information about the League, our Speakers Bureau, or our other print and audio publications, you can contact us at 1-800-691-6888. That number once again, 1-800-691-6888. My name's Mike Thornton. On behalf of the League of Revolutionaries for a New America, we invite you to join us next time for another edition of People's Tribune Radio.